Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Just a topic, people. I got a question. The Lord tells us to be like little children. And sometimes I ask the Lord, like a little child, what is going on? What is going on? You know what my question revolves around now? The obvious. You might laugh when I tell you, but it's tattoos. Tattoos. What on earth is going on with tattoos? I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, and then I go to the Word of God in Leviticus, and you might say, we're not under the law. We're not under the law. Well, you know, you're not under the law until you fall under grace. Until then, the law is a schoolmaster, people. It is a schoolmaster. It hasn't been done away with. It's just fulfilled with your obedience when grace falls on you. But let me read this verse. There's a good chance, I'm on 20 radio stations, there's a good chance 50% of who's listening to me has a tattoo, but I have a question. What happened? All the women, all the men, and I'm not just saying a couple little butterflies, all the arms, on the throat, on the neck. I was getting served by a waitress the other day. I could not look her in the face. I couldn't look her in the face. The amount of tattoos and the metal on her face and neck. And you know what, I didn't even have it, it didn't even go into my head first. You know, sometimes judgment, you might say, it gets into your thought realm first and then into your heart. No, this went right into my gut. Something inside of me literally made me want to lose my cookies. I could not believe it. And she's just as chipper as the day is long. But it usually coincides with overweight. And lately it's been coinciding with the restaurants I'm going to with blue hair. To me, this is like a destruction of the physical temple. It really is. To me. And I'm thinking like a little kid. You don't have to agree with me. I'm not asking for agreement. I'm just saying this is to me. But this verse, it's in Leviticus 19:28. You shall not make any cuttings on your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon yourself. I am the Lord. So he ends it by saying, I am the Lord. In other words, this isn't Moses' opinion. This isn't an opinion of Aaron. This is the Lord making sure you know in the Old Testament, he doesn't want you to mark your body up. And that's all I see. And it happened so quick. I remember in the 80s, it was actually illegal to have a tattoo shop in New York City. Can you imagine that? Illegal. And, you know, when I was a kid, maybe you'd go to the barber shop and you'd see a Navy guy with a tattoo of an anchor or the words mom on his arm, or sometimes somebody had a picture of a woman on their arm if they were in the Navy, but that was about it. But other than that, you actually paid 50 cents to see the tattooed lady at the circus. I think it's a sign, gang. I think it's a sign. Number one, it's a sign of lack of wisdom. Lack of wisdom, probably a lack of teaching from a parent or a friend, lack of counsel. It's a lack of a lot of things. And I know I'm not losing it because maybe at that moment, you know, you want to get one, but someone might have to tell you that's going to be on your arm, your chest, your neck, your nose, your forehead, your wherever for the rest of your life. And I think a sane mind ought to be told that. So if I could save one person listening to this from getting a tattoo, I'm not saying you're going to hell or anything, but I am giving you the word of God, and God did mention it in his book. So it was going on. He also mentions in Leviticus 20, verse 9, for everyone that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father and his mother. His blood shall be upon him. And we also read that in Hebrews. Honor your mother and father. So somehow that Old Testament verse made it into the New Testament. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with the law. Matter of fact, most people have to be told the law. Matter of fact, a lot of people might have to follow the law until grace comes. And then the next thing you know, it's done away with because it's all written on your heart. And you're not going to have to refer to something written on stone because it's written on the flesh of your heart. But getting back to the tattoos, I think it's a story. I think it's what's going on in people's minds, what's going on in their souls. It could be just mere, look at me, I'm cool. To, you know, the demoniac who had 2,000 devils. What's one of the things? He was, first of all, he was naked. That's pornography. Somewhere that was in there. I mean, it's not sane to run around naked. That's pornography. And he cut himself. Piercings. And we're told that here. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh. Piercings. Cuttings. So the demoniac, pornography, cuttings. Interesting. Print any marks upon you. He's basically saying no tattoos. Or could it just be the devil laughing? Could it be the devil laughing, planting thoughts in people's heads? Or could it be the respect of men? All your buddies are doing it, so you're going to do it. All your friends are doing it. I've seen some real nice women. You know, pleasant on the eye, easy on the eye. To me, totally destroy their bodies with these tattoos as far as an appealing look. There again, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's quote-unquote feelings by giving you my opinion, but there might be somebody out there that's on the borderline of getting one. And I might be able to have them think twice about not getting it. And it's no small thing, gang. Every restaurant I go in, every gas station attendant that I run into. Matter of fact, I've complimented a few people. Hey, what's up? No tattoos. I like it. I like looking at you the way God originally made you. I shouldn't have a problem with that. I shouldn't be ashamed to make a statement like that. But that's how this world's getting. You can have opinion. You can have an opinion as long as you agree with everything that's going on. But once you read something in God's word and state it, oh, excuse me, who do you think you are? Well, you know, your body is the temple of the living God. Your body is the temple of the living God. So somewhere along the line, flesh matters. Because while you're down here, you're in a box. Now, granted, that box is a rental unit that's going to go back to the ground. But nonetheless, yes, there's a flesh nature also, which is a demonic spiritual nature. A demonic spiritual nature that, you know, gives you compulsions and addictions to do the wrong thing, to go against righteousness. But there's also, quote unquote, the flesh, literally the structure, the box you live in while you're here. Gang, honor that box. Take care of that box. Don't let that box get totally out of shape. Don't treat it like Italian, you know, wallpaper. Don't pincush it up like you've gotten into a knife fight. Take care of it. Be a Christian. Say, listen, I believe God's word. And if you're all tatted up, so be it. Today's a new day. Love the Lord anyway. Like I said, this isn't a more or less not a heaven or hell issue, but I think it portrays something. It's a parable. It tells us something. And it's been tilted. It's been tilted to the point I'm the screwball now, even bringing it up, because so many people have them. Just like I might be the screwball saying homosexuality is wrong, it's a sin, it's condemned, and there's a serious red-hot consequence waiting for those who willfully partake in it. But at the same token, I know, you know, there's tons of bondages. There's a reason why somebody's a homosexual. There's a reason why somebody's marking up their body. Could be intense sorrow. Could be a demon entered in as a little child, a self-destructive, frustrating, evil spirit that wants you to go against the grain. I'm not just painting with a brush and saying your people are evil. That's not my call. I'm just a seeker of truth, and I know what God says. Therefore, I want to be what they call obedience. And obedience is better than sacrifice. Sacrifice is a form of repentance. The Lord loves repentance, but he loves you to be obedient first. Let's bypass the repentance by being obedient. He likes obedience over sacrifice. Mercy is better than all of it. We're to have mercy on one another, forgive one another, love one another. But anyway, a little rant on markings, piercings, and what I think about them. And as I said, the law is a schoolmaster. It is written in the law. Now, I don't understand all the laws. There's probably 1,000 of them in there. Some of them seem crazy. I don't understand them. I got them on a shelf. They all mean something. No matter what's in this book, it has a meaning. Some are hidden. Some are mysteries. I don't get them. And others, sometimes I'll be driving down the road and God will poof, put in my head out of nowhere. And I'll say, wow, that's what you were talking about. That's what you were talking about. But this is what we're dealing with, gang. We're dealing in a different world, a different society. Things are changing. The Word of God is getting ridiculed. It's not taken serious. And the Lord knows this. He tells us. When he comes back, he's going to have a tough time finding any kind of faith. But you, person, you know what God did for you. You know you were changed. You know it was infinitely different than religion. Jesus Christ came inside of you, totally changed everything, and then gave you a conscience and directed the path for you to live and walk on. And now you can share that with others to give them a way of escape. Well, God bless you all. Jesus is Lord, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.